What the fuck?
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 Hey there, Glenn from FakeChamp.net here with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that stops and looks down at the cinematic turds before we go ahead and flush. Have you seen Starship Troopers 3? Seriously, what the fuck is all that about?
Would you like to know more?
The original movie speaks for itself, right?
A modern sci-fi classic.
And then part 2 was actually quite clever because it worked with a very limited budget by reducing the production value and switching the genres without diminishing the creature effects. It was a really underrated movie and still doesn't get the praise it deserved as far as I'm concerned.
Nah, dude, you're alone on that one.
Which is why I am completely fucking stumped as to why Starship Troopers 3 generally gets all the positive reviews from people. Are they mental?
Seriously, like this.
Johnny Rico returns from the original movie, and the series creator, Edward Neumeyer, steps in as the director. Combine these two things with the fact that the storyline builds upon an original concept from the first movie, and there was every reason for fans to freak the fuck out and get excited. But then you press play, and the movie starts rolling, and it's a clusterfuck of shonky digital effects, plastic stagecraft, and farcical performances. Oh my god, the digital creature effects, seriously, they look like early stage concept designs before the animators even got their hands on it. I don't actually have a problem with the storyline here, and the script is actually quite good. But what I do have a problem with is the fact that Neumeyer takes a steaming hot piss on his own creation and offers the type of low-grade facepalm movie that even the asylum turns away. Then you've got those dickheads on the forum who will tell you that it's farcical, that the shoddiness was intentional, that they're trying to recreate that D-grade feel from the 50s. Give me a fucking break. That's not it at all. Starship Troopers 3 is simply an incompetent and disheartening piece of shit. If it were any other movie, I could probably contend with putting it in the whole so bad it's good basket, and I do revisit it every now and then just to see if I was overreacting. I should really stop doing that. But the fact that this movie rests upon such a strong cinematic foundation and was preceded by two genuinely good installments makes this the motherfucker of all bitch slaps to the face of fans. Do I really need to keep talking? Good point, enough said. So you know what to do. Subscribe to the FakeChamp.net podcast on iTunes, Podbean and Stitcher. Hit us up on Facebook, share us with your friends, and I'll catch you next time, citizens. Ha 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 ha